USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States crossed another grim threshold over the weekend, surpassing 350,000 deaths from COVID-19. The U.S. continues to have the largest death toll from COVID of any other country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is yet another reason we have to control the spread of the virus. The director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells ABC's This Week that the number of fatal cases shows why health officials are asking everyone to follow the guidelines.
I mean, to have 300,000 cases in a given day and between 2,000 and 3,000 deaths per day is just terrible. I mean, it is. I mean, there's no running away from the numbers, Martha. It's something that we absolutely got to grasp and get our arms around and turn that inflection down by very intensive adherence to the public health measures uniformly throughout the country with no exceptions.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
At least 12 senators say they will challenge the certification of the Electoral College vote when Congress takes up the issue later this week. A number of House Republicans say they'll also challenge results in several states. Congressman Jody Heiss says the challenges are not about any particular election. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that looking into alleged fraud is all about maintaining election integrity.
The issue at hand here is not about a particular election. It is about election integrity, about election security, and anyone, Republican or Democrat, who is unconcerned enough to investigate, to check into vicious allegations of election fraud, shame on them. Look, this entire republic hinges upon the voice of the people to be expressed at the voting booth. And if that integrity is lost, then we ultimately lose our republic.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Multiple people have died in a car crash in California. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing 9 people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say 8 occupants in Saturday's crash, 7 of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A British musical icon from the 60s has passed away.
When you are...
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died after a short illness. The group he led helped define the Merseybeat sound in the 1960s, the same musical scene that produced the Beatles. They hit number one in the UK in 1963 with their first 3 singles, How Do You Do It, I Like It, and their most memorable song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That track has been adopted as a theme song for English soccer club Liverpool. Marsden was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.